Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, welcome to another episode of the Philly Mick and Hump Show. We're getting off to a raring start already. But I am one of your co-hosts, the Philly Hump, and I believe I brought you on there, Mick.
I am there. Here, yes. The Philly Mick is here, and the dynamic Philly duo is back once again.
That's right. In our never-ending war against technology and talking sports.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summation of us there. I'm having computer problems as we speak. All of a sudden, my computer wanted to do an update 5 minutes before logging on, or it was going to just log off for me. So that would have been great.
Oh, that's
show.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I was hoping to get that done before the start.
Sure.
Obviously, not happening. So then had you try to log in, and I'm sure you had your login troubles, and now here we are. So, well,
yeah. So if you want to call in and talk about your technology problems, you may help with sports. The call in number is 323-442-1469.
Yeah, no,
we can talk about
we would love to
computers take over, or maybe NFL draft next week.
Yeah, and we would definitely love to hear about your technology F-ups. Because then that makes us feel better. But
maybe
if you don't have
us.
Any, that's great. Yeah.
Maybe it's just us, you know, like, because
that
everybody our age
or
younger typically loves technology and knows how to use it at such a proficient level. I know I am about as technically retarded as they come.
Well, yeah, the problem with us is we were born a little
great
too late.
Yeah,
we're born a little too late, a little too early. We're... You know, people five years younger than us grew up in technology, and that's all they know, whereas we have the best, in my opinion, the best of both worlds.
We have the appreciation
also,
for the old-fashioned ways. And,
right. But that also, unfortunately, leads us to not always being so great at some of this, some of the technology of today. Anyway, anywho's it.
Yeah, well,
I will
speaking
say,
of technology, how about the technology of such things as trades, or like maybe trading up to maybe the second pick of the draft? I'd be curious to get your take on the Eagles trade up to number two.
Well, I will say it wasn't necessarily shocking. I kind of had a feeling that it was going to happen the other day. I had heard a report that the Eagles were like, yeah, this gets done today or it doesn't get done at all. So I thought that was a little surprising, but...
I did too. I thought maybe that would happen on draft night, but...
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think when I first saw it, I was a little upset. My reaction went this way. When I first saw it, I was very upset because I don't necessarily agree that Goff or Wentz are going to be your franchise stud quarterbacks of the future. They don't have the ring of... You know, Luck or an RG3, obviously, RG3 turned out. But again, he still had a great rookie year and had all the promise in the world, and who knows what he does in Cleveland. That being said, the hype around those two was unreal. You know, the hype around Cam Newton, unreal. You know, it was really wasn't up until only a few weeks ago where it was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess these guys should probably go, you know, top
yeah, these guys
five,
maybe should
10,
go early,
you know.
Right?
Yeah, like, you know, with Tennessee having the first pick at the time, you know, clearly it was Cleveland's going to be the one who gets the, you know, the first crack of the quarterback. Then it's going to be San Francisco. And, you know, that's probably what the quarterbacks will go, 2-7. Well,
right.
You know, lo and behold, St. Louis, I should say L.A. Rams, make their push for number one, and then we follow suit going for number two. And now these quarterbacks are the top two picks in the draft. And so that scared me a little bit, that it was like, all right, these guys kind of came out of nowhere. And I also thought we gave up way too much. But I've had a day or two to digest.
Sure.
And I am okay with everything. I think if you look at it objectively, they see something in Carson Wentz that they feel like he's going to be their guy. And they were aggressive, and they went and they got him, and they said, this is how the Doug Peterson era is going to start. we're going to mimic the Andy Reid error down to the last detail.
Yeah, right down to having the number two pick and taking a quarterback.
I was okay with that. I was like, all right, they know they see their guy and they're going to get him, and I like that aggressiveness. And
sure.
When I really look at the trade, I see, all right, so we moved up six spots. We swapped fourths, essentially, years are off.
Well,
a little
the fourth
bit,
rounder
whatever,
actually
the fourth
round. Getting is next year's fourth round.
Right. So, but again, right. It's fourth rounders. Who cares? So we're getting
right.
one, they're getting one. That's a wash. So when you really look at it, we're giving up a first rounder, a second rounder, and a third rounder, all spread out in three drafts.
Right.
So it's not like one, it's not like, I think I would have been more upset if everything had been for next year. And it was all, next year, and then it was like, oh, great, well, we got this quarterback, now we're never going to be able to get anybody young to pair with him. Well,
right.
No, that's not the case. We'll have our first, first next year. Won't have a second. And then the year
well,
after
no,
that,
if we won't
no,
have our
then
second
have,
next year, we won't have the
or,
first.
Yeah, sorry, the other way around.
Okay.
But
so
we're losing a third this year. We're losing a first next year and a second the following year. I'm okay with that. It's spread out nice and thin. It doesn't. Those picks, first top three picks are good and you really build your team that way. I feel like only losing one of them in each of the drafts isn't going to hurt us that much, and we could still build around Wentz. So after seeing that, I have accepted, and I'm on board. I'm ready to go. I may not go out and get a Wentz jersey,
You moved up, what did you move, six spots? Yeah,
six spots.
And you still are, in each of the drafts that were affected by this trade, you're going to have two top 100 picks. You're still going to have you're going to have one less than you normally would.
Sure.
And so to me, that's something that I can live with. To get a franchise quarterback, I can live with that move. And, who knows? I know they say that that Sam Bradford is not going to be traded between now and the draft or on draft night.
I don't know if I believe that.
Believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. You remember that saying?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's what comes to mind here. This is misdirection season right now, the week before the draft. And I have no doubt that line was addressed to the New York Jets, the Denver Broncos, and anybody else seeking a quarterback that might want a veteran as opposed to a rookie.
Sure.
Because
if
you're drafting a rookie quarterback, your top hope is Paxton Lynch. And now I think Paxton Lynch, he's got the size, he has the arm strength. I think he can be all right. I think he's a project.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, like the Denver Broncos really want to take a rookie quarterback that's going to be a project. When they're the defending Super Bowl champions, they have a lot of talent, and they want to win now.
Yeah, if I was the Denver Broncos, in all honesty, taking complete objectivity out of this, I would honestly give up whatever I needed to give up to get Sam Bradford, because Sam Bradford is the type of quarterback that can do well enough.
Yeah,
to do well enough to get them into winning position. Their defense is great enough. Even though they lost some people, they still have a top talented team. To where Sam Bradford, it won't be that much of a drop-off from old-ass Peyton Manning, considering how terrible he was last year.
Yeah.
People
will immediately assume it's a step down from Peyton Manning to get Sam Bradford. You remember, the Peyton Manning you're replacing is not the Peyton Manning that won a Super Bowl with the Colts, won all those division titles, and set all kinds of passing records.
It was the
Peyton Manning who missed about half the season, yet still led the league in interceptions.
Exactly.
So that's the Peyton Manning that you're replacing. And by
Elway has to see the writing on the wall. Like, listen, the time is now. I have a good enough team to win a Super Bowl. I just need a quarterback to manage the game, make some plays here and there, and not F us. And Sam Bradford can do that. And if Sam Bradford can, at times, Sam Bradford can play at a very high level and could do very well. So I would
Sam Bradford.
I'd be like, hey, listen, we'll give you a second-round pick right now to do it. And if I was the Eagles, I'd take it in a heartbeat. Granted, I'd probably try to get more out of them, but
well, sure.
You give me anything. You give me anything more than Denver's third rounder, I'm in.
Absolutely.
Denver's at the end of the round, so it's a late pick, but a late third round pick. So again, if they want to give me something more than a third round pick, say if they want to go third and a fourth, I'll take that right now. If you want to give me a second, I'll take that right now. You want to give me first? Well, hell, I'll drive him to the airport.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll drive out there, pick you up, and then we'll drive out and we'll pick up Sam Bradford and send him on his way to Denver. Hell, I'll drive him out to Denver.
Well, I'm pretty sure Sam Bradford might kill you by that time, but...
I'll be quiet the whole time. I won't even try and talk to him during the time.
The point we do the deal in a heartbeat, and I'm okay with Chase Daniel, a.k.a.
Doug Peterson
number two,
Yeah.
being the bridge for half the season, even the whole season, even if that's the way
sure.
you go. I'm okay with Wentz sitting the entire season.
Well, they
and
can
let
do the
him
John
learn.
Kitner, Carson Palmer way.
Yeah, let him learn, let him do all that, and then, boom, year two, we're in it, we're flying around, and we're doing good. We have a defense that's much improved. I feel like, give Wentz, a year or two to actually be playing. I think by the time it's year three of Wentz actually playing, so probably
mm-hmm.
year four, if we have if we continue our defense and improve the offensive skill positions, I think we'll be one of the top teams in the NFL.
I agree with you.
And if Mike is who people say he are, and people like Rod Jaworski are freaking in love with the kid, he has all the intangibles.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Carson Wentz coming here to Philadelphia may want to look into getting a restraining order against Rod Jaworski. I'm just saying, like, it could be that kind of creepy love. I love the move because not necessarily because of how much I love Carson Wentz, although I think he's really good, but I like the fact the Eagles targeted a guy, they knew they wanted
right.
him, and they weren't afraid to pull the trigger and do it.
Exactly. I think that in itself is very, 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 very positive. And yeah, I'm probably not as sold on Carson Wentz as most people. I'm not saying he's a bum,
sure.
but again, I think he could turn out to be a very good quarterback. I think he could turn out to be a very great quarterback. But again, so many times, I mean, think about the whenever a quarterback has gone 1-2, think about how many times
that
has happened.
It's not worked out. Yeah.
The only one I can think of that actually had worked out was McNabb. Think about
well,
it.
No, but
what other 1-2 can you remember?
Okay, but 1-2, Jim Couch didn't work out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying when you have quarterbacks going 1-2, more times than not, one of them fails.
Well, right, but most of the time it's the first guy that does well and the second guy that sucks.
Okay, that's your point. All right.
That's my point. You think of Andrew Luck and RG3. Luck went first. He's the stud. RG3's the dud. You have...
in the Wayback Machine, you got Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf, perfect example. Stud, dud. The only one that I could really think about that was reversed was Couch and McNabb.
Yeah.
And, hey,
okay.
we did it then. Why can't
and
we do
we
it
were
now?
All, yeah, we were on the good end of that, so.
And you know what? I hope in less than a week, I hope all the Eagles fans that are out in Chicago, I hope they give him a rousing, roaring round of applause and reverse the sentiment
yes,
that we gave
so.
To the world when Donovan McNabb was drafted and we
how
became
many times
the enemy.
While the Eagles are on the clock do you think they're going to play that between the NFL Network and ESPN?
A million.
That
too many
shot.
Times. They're going to
yeah.
they're going to ESPN farve the crap out of this.
Yeah.
And
that's a good term. They're
right.
going to farve the crap out of it.
Yeah. But for every good reason, and we should do the
sure.
opposite. We should cheer. We should be happy. And again, let's see what happens because we all know we weren't winning the Super Bowl with Sam Bradford.
No.
So if we knew that, then why have him on the team? Get
well,
rid of him.
You and I were going to come on this show and we were going to talk about the quarterback position we were going to say, are you sold on Sam Bradford? Do you need another year? Like, what are we doing at the quarterback position? And I've always said this, if you have to ask, what are we doing at the quarterback position, you're not sold on whoever's there.
Yep.
If
no,
you have to ask at all, if you have to ask at all, do you believe in the quarterback, you clearly don't believe enough.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. And let's just, you know, again, we got to hope and pray that their scouts know what they're doing and that they've seen enough of Wentz to say, this is the guy that's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle for 10-plus years and is going to win us multiple Super Bowls. If that is the sentiment in the war room and everyone is on board and agreeing, then let's go for it. Let's do it, and let's see what happens. You know what? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So they're taking
exactly.
a shot.
Yes.
Might not work.
I could not agree more. They took a shot.
It might not work.
And whether it works or not,
back,
they have my support to do it.
Yeah, it might set us back years. And you know what? That's fine. I'm okay with that because, again, they're taking the risk. And you know what? This is how you have to win. You either have to get lucky or you have to take a chance.
And if you look at the quarterback position right now, aside from those two quarterbacks that are coming out this year's draft, already the projections are that there are not going to be many quarterbacks coming out next year that are going to be considered, you know, top-tier grades. And
sure.
there aren't going to be any free agent quarterbacks because good quarterbacks don't become free agents. So
yep.
if you're sitting here 12 months, if we're sitting here 12 months from now, the Eagles didn't make that trade, and we're still asking, okay, what are we doing with the quarterback position? Sam Bradford's under contract for another year. You know, like, that's not a very good position to be in. And for all those people who wanted to sit there and take Ronnie Stanley or Ezekiel Elliott.
Hargraves, and name them, whoever.
Yeah, Hargraves was among the discussions. I know Jack Conklin was at some point part of the discussion.
Sure, Miles Jack if he fell. Yeah,
basically.
I would have been okay with pretty much anybody they would have taken at 8 because, you know.
It's funny. This is one of those unique times where somebody asked me, Eric, how do you feel about like what do you think the Eagles should do? And I remember thinking, like, man, you know, of all the scenarios I've heard laid out, I don't know that any of them would really make me angry.
No,
if they traded up to get the quarterback, I certainly wasn't going to be angry now that they've done it. If they had stayed at 8 and taken Ronnie Stanley, I wasn't going to be angry. That was the guy I wanted at 8. If they had stayed there and taken Jack Conklin, I would have been happy with it. If they had stayed there and taken Ezekiel Elliott, I would have been fine with that. Or
yeah.
Hargraves, I'd have been fine with that too.
Yeah.
It was actually scary how, like, I couldn't foresee
right?
a spot where they were going to make a pick that was going to have me ready to throw something at the TV. And
right.
normally it's the opposite.
How many
Can
years?
We come up with a scenario where Eric doesn't throw something at the TV?
Right. How many years has it been where we've – you know, leading up to the draft, you know, we see a few guys that we like, and usually we're picking mid to the late round. So we see a guy we like,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, oh, man, I really hope this guy's here, blah, 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 blah. And we really convince ourselves that these two or three people are the guys that we have to get. And, you know, we go through it and whatnot, and, you know, and then they are in position to take this guy that we've convinced ourselves is the guy. And
two names that come to mind for you I think of
God.
That you've said, Eric
Earl
Berry
Thomas.
And
Eric Berry.
Oh, well, Earl Thomas, we were both on board with.
Well,
Patrick
yeah.
Patrick Wilson, the other one.
Those two I
Those
knew.
Those are the two
I knew immediately. And well, we didn't do what we had to do to get them. Granted, we could have had
the Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas. It haunts me. I was literally online. Ready to order my custom Earl Thomas jersey.
Yeah,
and
I think you and I, we were at the old man's house, and
right.
we played a game of paper, rock, scissors to see who was going to go order their Earl Thomas jersey first.
Yeah, no, it's there's been some heartbreaks, but, you know, when looking
yeah.
at it at the 8th pick, we were like, hey, I'm all right. I'm all right with anybody. If one of the quarterbacks falls,
yeah.
great. If it, you know, if somehow... You know, Ramsey could fall, or Tunsil, or Conklin, or Stanley,
or
Jack, or even Buckner, or Bosa, or Ezekiel Elliott, or Hargraves. I was okay with any one of those scenarios.
We were at 8, and there were 9 players I was A-okay with.
And I think I was crazy. Like 11.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'd say there were 11, but that was part of the reason why when we moved up to 8, I was like, oh, that's cool and all, but now they're at the spot where I kind of think, we should trade back because I love all those. I love so many guys in this draft. I feel like this draft first round break.
Probably.
I think we were going to trade a billion shows about it.
Yeah. If we were ever going to trade back, I would have loved to trade back to like 14, 15, recoup a second round pick, and take Conklin. That was my goal if we were ever trading back.
Yes. Yeah, it's funny because I actually, the shows that I did call in the local sports radio shows, that was my argument. I'm like, oh, we should trade back. And of course, I got, what are you talking about trade back? Because then you're not getting, and I was like, dude, there are so many players in this draft that I would love to have. And to me, that's why I thought trading back. Again, I'm fine with the move up. Would have been great with the move back. Would have been fine standing pat. It's funny. This is one of those weird times. I really couldn't think of a time that, a scenario where it would have been, that I would have been pissed off.
Couldn't agree more.
And it's funny because, I feel like I kind of like being pissed off. And so.
I mean, that kind of is your thing.
Yeah. It's, I cornered the market off pissed off.
Yeah, he's a rabid dog over here.
Oh, yeah. With the little bull charge and the
I
feel like we talked to death. Why don't we start talking about guys who we think maybe say 3 through 8, 3 through 10, how we think the rest of the top 10 are going to go.
Alright, personally I think I think the Chargers, if the Chargers stand pat, now I have been hearing that they're looking for a trade partner. So God only knows. Right. So if we're saying everybody's standing pat, I would have to say that the Chargers go for Jalen Ramsey to replace Eric Weddle leaving. Dallas, who has no need for a tackle, they skip Tunsil. And I think, honestly, if Jerry has his way, Jerry's going Ezekiel Elliott. But I'm going to say that he gets talked out of it, and they go for Joey Bosa.
I agree.
Five,
I actually agree with that entire scenario there, yeah.
Yeah. Five, I think the Jaguars would be stupid not to go for Tunsil, having another bookend with Jokel. And so that would be smart on their end. And then let's see, 6 is the Ravens. I think this is where somebody goes Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
Let's see, 7, the Niners. Well, I could see the Niners doing multiple things. With Chip Kelly, I could see them going DeForest Buckner. With San Francisco being known as linebacker heaven, I could see them going Miles Jack. But I think in the long run, I think they go DeForest Buckner. And they have another bookend on the defensive line, 2 Oregon players, Armstead and Buckner, for years to come. And I think they're set. For DNs. 8. Well, now the Cleveland Browns at 8. Whew. I think they'd be stupid to pass up on Miles Jack.
And they're going to be thrilled with that scenario because he was probably a guy they were looking at as high as number 2. Ooh. And now they're going to be able to trade back to 8 and still get the guy they wanted. That's got to be a big win for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, absolutely. So. And who the heck is 9 and 10?
Tampa.
Tampa. Ooh, I think Tampa goes Hargraves.
Yeah, everything I've seen has seen Hargraves going to Tampa.
And then the Giants, I could see the Giants going Ronnie Stanley.
I could, oh, yeah. If Ronnie Stanley falls to 10, I think the Giants probably would go to Stanley. And
so,
you know who else I think loves that scenario? The Tennessee Titans, who were looking at Tunsil's number one pick. Now at pick 15, they've got to think they're definitely going to have their choice or a chance at either Conklin or Taylor Decker, offensive tackle out of
yep.
Ohio State.
Absolutely. And I think they would love to come out of that scenario like that. They have so many extra picks to deal with, and they went ahead and still got a pretty talented tackle. I think they're super happy at this point.
Yeah. And I got to think Chicago, again, this is one of those, everything I've seen is in Chicago taking the defense or the edge rusher out of George Floyd.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him a lot.
I think Chicago would definitely do that. Yeah.
He's been moving up the boards a lot recently, so that's not surprising. So, but again, you know what's funny about all this? Is that a week ago, everyone's mock drafts were completely different than they are today.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's mock drafts are going to be completely different than they are leading right up until Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. In six days,
and
there's going to be about, you know, everybody's going to do 30 more mock drafts.
Sure. Yeah, in fact, I was going to say a bunch of us, we've actually have a little fantasy NFL mock draft pool, so to speak.
I haven't touched mine yet just because I wanted to hold off to see everything falling. I'll get mine to get to you.
Yeah, either me or Babin, but yeah.
Okay.
So,
then I'll make
so we
sure
have this little spreadsheet.
You'll get mine probably by, either late Wednesday, early Thursday.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to do mine, early Thursday, so. But
yeah,
so we're all going to do that, and there's points based on whether you get the actual player right or you get the position right, and you can predict trades, and you get points for that. So it's all kind of a fun little thing to kind of, you know, watch the first round of the draft. So anybody listening, if they certainly would like to join up, because I know there's probably only a small handful of us doing it right now, but please feel free to reach out to me. You can either hit me up on Facebook or email me at RyanWReis97@gmail.com, and I will gladly send you over the spreadsheet. That being said,
if they need their own spreadsheet, couldn't they just email it to the show?
I suppose they could.
Yeah.
Have you checked
that show email ever?
What was that?
You should just send it to the email.
Well, I can check it in two. I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
I just don't have it activated.
We have about 90 seconds left live, and man, this half hour flew by, as it always
does. It always does. But I would like to say before we get out of here, and this is certainly something that hit me pretty hard. Yesterday, the world lost a fantastic, amazing musician, Prince. Died at a very early age of 57. He shaped me musically and my taste at a very, very young age, probably around 3 or 4. I was introduced to Purple Rain, and that just absolutely set me on a course of music and love of that. So I very sad in that he did pass away. In fact, today I wore in his honor, I wore my purple dress shirt, purple tie, purple handkerchief. So, but yeah, I just wanted to at least mention that. That being said, if you want to reach out to us or listen to any of our old shows, iTunes. All of our shows are on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. Just search the Philly Mick and Hump. You can tweet us at @_Philly_Mick_Philly_Hump. Get
thanks
us out
for
on Facebook.
Everybody. The podcast now.
Absolutely. We'll see you in the podcast.
All right. And we are in our unlive version here.
There we go. Unlive once again.
That's right. And I will echo your sentiments. I certainly Yeah, I enjoyed Prince's music. I probably wasn't as hardcore as some other people. Definitely, if you're a fan of music, you know, I don't see how you couldn't appreciate, you know, Prince. And then my personal favorite halftime show.
Oh, my God. I literally watched that yesterday when I got home. And I'm not going to lie to you. I definitely was a little choked up. It's, you know, Prince playing, you know, just an amazing show in the downpour, playing Purple Rain, not giving a single shit, and just the whole crowd singing. It was amazing.
I mean, that was just so
cool. Yeah, it was absolutely one of the best halftime shows, and especially at a time where the halftime shows were so crappy, honestly. You know, they just keep
like
bringing these people up. And
really,
well, yeah, but... You know, that one definitely will stick out in my mind for a long time. It's definitely one of the better halftime performances. And in such a shitty environment, he just turned it around and just blew the faces off of everybody. Nobody gave a crap that it was raining sideways. And he jammed it out. Absolutely jammed it out.
So, yes, he did.
Definitely happy... I was able to see that yesterday. Yeah, it took me a little while to find it, but I will say before we start getting into more sports stuff, you know, it's God, how long has it been since our last show? Do we have any idea?
I mean, I think it was during the season, probably.
During the season, so we're probably talking like what, 8 months? Maybe
something
more?
Like that. Yeah, we take too many of these extended breaks.
Yeah, we really need to get back on a working schedule.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll figure that out. But so since it's been quite some time for our normal listeners, and granted, it's really just all of our friends who know us anyway. Let's be honest.
And we appreciate them.
We do. We absolutely appreciate it. Both of us, the Hump and I, have wonderful personal news.
Yeah.
Hump, you want to go first? You do you, and then I'll do me.
Sure. Well, I'm not sure if you don't know, and I imagine all our regulars do know. I'm off the 13th of this year. My fiance Jody and I are going to officially tie the knot.
Woo!
Yeah, she's going to make an honest man out of me.
Well, as much as she can.
Well, yeah. She's got her work cut out for her. God bless her.
Yes.
She's a trooper.
Yeah. And I would like to formally announce that I plan on puking at Eric's wedding. As little payback for puking to end my wedding all those years ago.
So you're going to have a few more hours to sleep before starting a reception early. And we are not planning on stopping. You know, at the end of the reception.
Oh, no.
It's going to turn into a bigger bar night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can always puke and rally, so.
Oh, I know you can.
Yeah. So, to curtail off of that, a mere 9 days later, projectively, my wife and I are expecting our first child on August the 22nd. So that'll be a little interesting, given your wedding date is so close. And,
yeah.
I may be getting the call to.
Yeah, I know.
And/or taking my wife to the hospital for the birth of our child.
Yeah.
So that would be certainly something.
Probably already.
You
know,
I, do you, Eric? But... Do you, Jody? I do. Oh my God!
Yep.
I'm having a baby.
Hey guys, just so you know, I'm not upset, but I gotta roll.
Yeah. Hey guys, you were great up there. We're just gonna we're gonna head out the back. Don't worry about us. I'll be back later.
Nothing to see here.
Don't worry, we'll get this over real quick. I'll be back by first dance.
Exactly. There you go. So that's how you know. That's how you know your kid's gonna be a great kid. Pop up.
Absolutely.
Go to dance and roll.
nice and quick and painless.
Let's hope so for Amy's sake.
Yeah, right. So yeah, so enough of the personal stuff.
Yeah, you know,
we have the draft in a mere 6 days. Yeah, we really should figure out where we're all watching this.
Yeah, I read the rule and said, well, where I said, hey, you know, so we're going to get together and watch it. He's basically speaking to the rest of the show and said, hey, you know, I'm big. <laughs> Jeez. And I find it funny that he was like, wait, is this still on the Thursday night when he was actually the one who won this show a few years ago, worked the news to me that it's Thursday night. And nice. I remember I took the news rather hard.
Yeah, yeah, you
I loved my Saturday, typical
Eric moment, yeah.
I definitely loved my Saturday afternoon drafts.
Who didn't?
Although this year I'm kind of
fantastic. This year
I'm kind of
fantastic. I still would go back to the old way. Draft started at noon.
I loved the Saturday afternoon draft. I love that. And typically, you know, either you ended up at my house or I ended up over at your house, and, or we bombarded Steve.
And, right, I agree, we did that a couple of years. And yeah, it was great, spent the whole day, ordered a pizza, drank a bunch of beer. It was just, yeah, it was an awesome time. Yeah, absolutely. No, it was definitely a good time. And of course Roger Goodell. Right, and your lifelong quest to end Roger Goodell.
It really is a lifelong quest.
I mean,
you know, it'd be great if one day, if some function or something, like he shows up with an Eagle Q6 thing or whatever, and, you know, I got to meet Roger Goodell and get some picture at the game, picture of him picking up the show. And maybe he's, like, threatening to stab Roger Goodell.
Yeah. I'm sure you immediately wouldn't be arrested.
Well, I mean, maybe I'd explain to him that it's going to be a joking pose for the picture. Maybe if he has any kind of sense of humor, maybe he could get on board with it.
I don't know. I feel like he has a sense of humor, but like not when
probably
it comes to like people he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not into that.
Probably, but it'd be worth a try.
Sure, can't hurt to try.
Yeah.
Unless you get arrested.
Well, again, this is why I explained to him beforehand. You were mistaken, so I'm comfortable with it. I would just somehow sneak it in there without him.
God help us.
See,
all
it can't just be a simple picture of me with Roger Goodell smiling. That's just be okay. Not a good, you know, years of feeling better than nature.
Well, you and sports commissioners just
yeah,
don't ever
I don't
get
like
along.
Sports commissioners. No. Although, and it's funny, probably would have been the least popular one, Gary Bettman. I don't really have a problem with him.
Yeah, no, he's definitely, he's probably definitely the most, well, maybe Roger Goodell is, but he's one of the
yeah.
most hated commissioners, and he's been doing it for quite some time, so he has a lot of hate. And,
well, that's the thing,
yeah.
You do it a long time, you inevitably pick up a lot of hate for favors. Because inevitably, like, just he decides to go in any kind of labor.
Yeah.
So it's only natural that then he's hated by the fans. Because the fans are the players.
Yeah. What were your feelings on David Stern and now new Adam Silver?
I guess I just, for a long period of time, I didn't care that much about the NBA. So I didn't really
True.
Thinking of David Stern. I mean, like, you know, like if he were to tell me, sure, maybe I'd like throw my life with him.
Well, I'm hoping to really love Adam Silver when he rigs the draft for
yeah.
the Sixers to get the first and then the
I
Lakers
declared,
to get the fourth.
I have declared this before and I want to declare it on the show. If the Sixers somehow get effed out of like number one or two, if they end up number three and the Lakers end up number one, yeah, me and Silver are fighting.
Oh, boy.
I'm throwing
yeah,
down the
Adam
challenge.
Silver. Better get your lawyers ready to come up with a good game plan against.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Adam,
no, he's coming for you.
Adam, me and Adam Silver, one on one inside like a steel cage or something. the war to settle the score. I'm sorry, you can pass us 3 straight years. You're getting, me and you in a steel cage.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That sounds
so
pretty terrible.
We'll have to have a really big talk show where if we do get screwed out of the topic, and especially the Lakers. Yeah, that's when I will officially challenge him. And I do plan on really going to Twitter and stuff like that, really, even though I know there's no chance that you would ever even see it. You
sure.
Seem like you develop a little following about it. It's the quest to get Eric Ward and Adam Silver in a steel cage.
Yeah.
The fight nobody would ever enjoy seeing.
Yeah, the fight that
Silver,
nobody gives a shit about.
And I'm 5'9", 200 pounds. And, people who know me would be entertained by it. Nobody else would give a crap. They'd be like, what the hell is this crazy Philadelphia man doing fighting the NBA commissioner?
Pretty much, yeah.
But 10 people would love it. you, Rob, Dave, and Steve. Okay, so maybe 4 people.
Yeah, 4 people. That's all. Well, that's all you need anyway.
Exactly. Well, it's funny, it feels like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which again, I applaud Keaton. I'm actually, it is scary how none of these scenarios may be hanging. Like, none of the possibilities. It's like, for whatever reason now, it's just possible to anchor people. And it's never possible.
Yeah. No, I was in the same sentiment. I was like, all right, I'm in. I'm good for all.
Yeah.
This is great.
And now, I just want to ask the question, what jersey number is Carson Wentz wearing if it's winning the jersey?
That's a good. I mean, what did he wear? He wore 11 in college, right?
11. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could wear 11.
I mean, I suppose he could wear 11. Maybe he goes for number 13.
Maybe.
I like 13.
Maybe like 9. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's too soon with Nick Foles.
Yeah,
I'd say 13. Huff's 13, so you can't do 13.
I mean, I guess probably 11.
Yeah,
it could be 14. I mean, Cooper's gone.
Well, yeah. I'd be all right with I personally think he should get 13 and say Josh Huff eat a fat one. But he'll probably just go. He'll probably go with 11. I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, it's open. It's what he wore in college.
Yeah,
makes sense.
It translates, because obviously the receivers in college will wear whatever number, and then usually they'll get each something for teams.
Sure.
It's not like his jersey number doesn't fit what an NFL quarterback.
Exactly. So.
And it is available. So,
right.
Yeah, I can imagine it's probably good.
Well, it looks like we're almost out of time here.
We are.
And before we eventually get cut off by the Blog Talk lady, which we all know happens every single show, would like to thank everybody for listening in. We really do appreciate it. I know it's been a long time. We'll try to get these out more regularly. In fact, me and Hump have a long conversation to try and figure this out.
Yes, we
are. But make sure you check us out on iTunes. All of our shows are going to be on iTunes. Make sure that you look for Blog Talk Radio as well. Facebook, the group pages, the fan pages. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter, the_Philly_Mick and the_Philly_.